Calhoun Memorial Highway.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Strike three, you're up.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hour number two, our friends at Katichi. Tomorrow, Shannon Howell's going to join us. They've got some great things going on. Can't wait for him to tell you about that a little bit. I want to tell you about Katichi, just the natural beauty. You know, I keep talking about getting older and appreciating more. I really appreciate standing on some of the tee boxes there and some of the vistas there. When I was a kid and playing golf, I was like, I didn't care what the vistas were. I didn't know what a vista meant. Now I look over and I take it all in, and I see the turkey, and I see the deer, and I see the wildlife and the hawks, and I see the beautiful, beautiful settings and the mountains and all that kind of stuff. If that's what you're into too, like a lot of us, you're going to love Katichi. You're going to love the fact that it's just the serenity of it. This is a beautiful, beautiful piece of property. This is a big golf course. You know, seeing an owl's nest, an owl's tree, a woodpecker tree, I should say, and some of that stuff, and seeing just how they didn't disturb a great part of land, a great piece of land to put a golf course on. It fits right into it. You're going to love that part of it. $4,250 right now is the winter special in January and February. If you've not experienced Katichi, go back. If you hadn't, since I have new greens, you're going to love those Bermuda greens. So check them out at Katichi.com. Katechee.com. A short drive over to Hartwell, Georgia, right across the line. You'll love the folks over there. Paul Strelow at 8:05 this morning. In case you just, the alarm goes off at 7 and a little bit of Phil Dabo Swinney won the Bear Bryant Award for the National Coach of the Year for the third time in the last 4 years, the first three-time winner of the award. Syracuse beat Clemson 61-53. Tigers fall to 0-2 on the hardwood in the ACC and 10-5 overall. Trey Lamar, Travion Mullen, and Dexter Lawrence all entered the NFL draft as underclassmen. Also, Kyler Murray expected to enter the NFL draft. We'll see what comes out of that. Also, Jalen Hurts enters the transfer portal. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Keith is in Greenwood, South Carolina. Good morning, Keith. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Drive done all right. Just wanted to reference what the guy said. He was born in 64, so was I.
Right.
And I know back in the day, you know, Clemson finished 2-9, 3-6-2. Go over to Alabama, and Alabama stomps them 56-0. You know, yeah, these are the glory years. And like I say, I hope they'll stick around for a while. And like I say, you need to be appreciative of it. And like I say, Dabo's built a culture up there. I think it's going to be there for a long time. And like I say, I could be no more prouder than being a Tiger after seeing what they did Monday night.
Of all the ones you've seen, Keith, how does that rank to any other victory that you've witnessed?
It is the best.
Yeah.
Because when you beat the monster, Alabama, and as good as they were, like I say, Alabama has a great football team and a program over there, and they know how to run that ball. And when they had Tua all year throwing that ball the way he throws it around the field, and for Clemson to come in there and to dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, in my opinion, it is the best ever. Even going back to when they beat Nebraska.
Yeah, I would agree with you in that I think this team is in the conversation for the greatest team in football, college football history, first 15-0 team. But had they won by 7 or 10, then you just have some conversations about Tampa or Miami with the Nebraska win you talked about. But the way they did it, how dominant they were in a 4-touchdown victory over what some people said was Nick Saban's best team and some people said was Alabama's best team ever, I think that kind of trumped those other ones.
It did, and on top of that, it made the Notre Dame game look that much better.
No, yeah, right, exactly right. To beat,
you know, like say Notre Dame claimed, like say, the coach come out there and said, "This is probably the best team I've ever had."
Yeah.
And like I say, they done beat the Oklahomas and the Ohio State. Like I say, Urban Meyer's, like I say, this has got to be, like you say, probably the best feeling I've ever had. And I've been waiting so long for so many years to see this unfold, and I never thought I'd see it. And now that it has, I can live the rest of my life in peace and die in peace. And I go back to Jim Phillips all the years that I listened to him on the radio when you couldn't get him on TV. He has got to be smiling down on Tiger Nation.
I totally agree. I think that's great. Keith, I appreciate the phone call, man. I'm glad things are going well for you. Keep on cloud nine, brother. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling in. You're a little bit stuck, Zach, because you talked about how during the break you want to remember where you came from.
I'm a history major. By my very nature, that's what I want to do.
Right. But at the same time, you don't want to dwell on the bad.
It's not going to stop me from enjoying the ride right now where you are. There's a balance to be found.
Yeah, I think those people that are enjoying it, it is those low times that make you appreciate those bad times.
I'm not ready to cash in my chips, though, to be honest with you.
No, I still want to stay at the table a little bit longer. I asked some guys at lunch yesterday. I think this is a very important question for you, Zach. I asked the guys at lunch yesterday, if you had to make a bet, if Vegas came out with an over-under for national championships, Dabo Swinney national championships at Clemson.
He's got two now.
He has two now, including those two. At what point in time would you bet the under? So let me start out with you, Mr. 24. Right now it's two.
Yep.
If the over-under is 2.5, you would vote.
I would bet the over.
You bet the over.
Yeah.
If the over-under is 3.5.
I would bet the over.
You're saying he's going to win at least four.
Buddy, life's too short to bet the under.
I like that philosophy. I told you about my buddy. We're playing the Tiger Woods video game after a night of spirits and come back in. And it's 1 in the morning. We come to the 18th hole at Pebble Beach. I'm trying to lay up or go for it. And now we're gambling a little bit, like $5 a hole or something like that. And I'm thinking about laying up, toggling back forth between 3-wood and 7-iron or something. And he said, who lays up on a video game?
Oh, no.
So
driver off the deck. Let's go.
Life is too short to bet the under. Yeah. All right. So at 3.5 with Dabo Swinney, national championships at Clemson, you're betting the over.
Sure.
At 4.5.
I think he wins 5.
Do you think he wins 5?
No, I think he's got 4 in him.
So 4.5 is your jumping off point. Yeah. Okay. After.
But what do I know?
Well, no. After Boogie's
for
phone
you?
Call. Ish. 4.5-ish.
Yeah.
After Boogie's phone call, I want to go over the prop bets for the national championship game.
I'm excited about those. I haven't seen that list.
And we had them a pregame. I mentioned some of them, but we'll go over how it actually turned out for Vegas on those things. 654 Roar. That's where Boogie in Columbia checked in. Hey, good morning, Boogie. How you doing? Boogie. Maybe Boogie is putting on his Boogie shoes. Can you check back with Boogie and see if he's with us? 654, please. I'm sorry. 654 Roar. 654-7627. Let me pull up the statistics for all of us. Is he back with us now? Boogie's not with us?
Wasn't there.
He was on the board, so we had a Boogie board.
He gone.
But now he's not with us anymore.
He gone.
All right, let me pull up the stats first because I have the Vegas stuff here in front of me. Here we go. You ready? This is every prop bet you could have for the game itself. Clemson plus 5. 40% of the public was on Clemson. 60% of the public was on Alabama. Minus 5. Vegas won big there. Over-under was 58.5. That went over. 44-16 is 60, so that's over. On the Clemson total was 26.5. Clemson went over that. For Alabama, first half only, Clemson had 31 first half points. You could reverse that. The over-under for Clemson in the first half was 13. Alabama over-under was 31.5. That went under. Alabama halftime, 16. So that was a push. Game scoring, first to score, Clemson was plus 120. Alabama was minus 150. Clemson scored first. Time of first score, under the first 5.5 minutes, won that one. That was an even bet. Over was even. Under was minus 120. I thought the team was going to score earlier. Will the first team that scores win? Yes was minus 200. No is plus 175. The first score of the game, Clemson touchdown was 2-1. Field goal for Clemson 6-1. Alabama touchdown 5-4. Alabama field goal 6-1. Safety by either team was 33-1. The race to 10 points, Clemson won that one at plus 150. Alabama was minus 170. The race to 20 points, well, Alabama never got there. Clemson plus 175. Alabama minus 210. Three straight scores by either team. Clemson had that, Mr. Ward 24. You could have won a bunch of money on this. Minus 210. That Clemson would have scored three straight times. The longest TD over under was 55 yards. That went over. Justin Ross. Will a defensive player special teams touchdown be in the game? I talked about this a lot, Mr.
What was
Ward.
Judy's touchdown?
60. Bear with me a second, right here. Judy's was 62. And
Ross was 74.
Ross was 74.
Yeah.
I talked about this a lot. Will there be a defensive or special teams touchdown? Obviously, A.J. Terrell's 44-yard interception return was that. Remember I talked about non-offensive touchdowns? And that's where Alabama had just killed people in punt return, kickoff return, and defensive touchdowns? Clemson got the defensive touchdown this week. Mm. Well, the game together overtime. Obviously, that did not. The last team to score, Clemson was plus 120, Alabama minus 140. That was a Vegas one big there. The double resort. Meaning results, Clemson leading the first half or outscoring the first half, outscoring the second half. The Tigers did both of that. That was 3-1. You could have bet Clemson the first half, Alabama second half, tied at halftime, then Clemson tied at halftime, Alabama, or Alabama the first half, Clemson second half, or Alabama. The big bet there was minus 110, Alabama either way. And they didn't get either of those. Margin of victory. Mr. Orr 24, do you realize that if you would have bet Clemson winning between 25 and 30 points, you would have got 50-1 odds on that. 50-1 odds. Clemson won that one.
Mm.
Now, player stats or player prop bets. Player to score the first touchdown. ETN, Judy, Harris, Higgins, Ruggs, Smith, Harris, Jacobs, Devonta Smith.
What was AJ Terrell's stat?
Tua, Alabama's D was 16-1. Rodgers, Ross, Waddle. Clemson's D was 20-1. The same odds as Jalen Hurts. Marlon Richard had the same odds. Through all that.
Surprised you didn't see Jalen Hurts in that game earlier?
No.
Really?
Jalen Hurts. When Jalen Hurts came to the game, that was uncle.
I would have figured just another look. Something different to look at. Because clearly Tua was figured out.
Who?
Later in that game. He doesn't deserve me to say that name like that anymore.
I'll still do it. Tua! Over under passing yards. Trevor Lawrence, 264.5 over.
Hammer the over on that.
He had 347.
Oh, that's the easiest bet you ever made in your life.
Over under completions, 22.5. Actually under. He only completed 20 balls, but they ran the ball in the last 10 minutes. The total touchdown passes for Trevor Lawrence. 0 was 4-1. 1 was 7-2. 2 was 5-2. 3 touchdown passes was 9-2. The total passing yards for Tua was 299.5, under that. Completions for Tua was 22.5, under. He only had 20. And the longest completion was 62. The over-under was 50.5. So he went over that one. Total touchdowns for Tua, that was 3-1. Well, Jalen Hurts attempt to pass, yes, was minus 350. No, was plus 250, and he went 0-2 in his passes. Would he throw for a touchdown pass? He did not. Would he rush for a touchdown? He did not. Now, prop bets. You ready? T. Higgins receiving yards, 55.5. He went over to 81. He went under his catches, though. The over-under was 4 for T. Higgins. He only caught 3. Longest reception for T. Higgins was 24.5. He actually caught a 62-yarder. Justin Ross broke the bank. Over-under for total yards for him, 69.5. He went 153.
What was the over-under on one-handed catches?
Well, total receptions was 4. We didn't do one-handed catches. but he caught six. He was over that. Hunter Renfrow only caught 10 yards of passes. Alabama plays a lot. The last 2 years, they paid a lot of attention to Hunter Renfrow. 47.5, that was under receptions. He only had two. The over-under was four. Amari Rodgers, his was 32.5. He went under at 30. Four for him with catches, and that was two. Jerry Jeudy, his yardage was 76.5. He went over that with 139. Five catches, on the number was five. Longest reception, he caught 62.5. His over-under was 30.5. Henry Ruggs, did he play? He caught one ball for 3 yards. His over-under was 49.5. His over-under was 3.5 catches. Did Jalen Waddle play in the football game? The five-star freshman that lit up the world this year, three catches for 25 yards. His over-under was 3 for 41.5. Devonta Smith, the national championship hero last year, 6 for 65. So he went over his yards and went over his receptions of 49.5 and 3.5. Irv Smith, we talked a lot about Irv Smith being the next O.J. Howard. That didn't happen. Irv Smith caught 4 for 43. His over-under was 2.5 for 30.5. Rushing props, ETN's over-under was 86.5. Boy, is Vegas good. He rushed for 86. Longest run was 24 for ETN. He had 1 for 38. That was over. Damian Harris, over-under was 49.5 rushing yards. And he had 57. Longest run, 20.5. His longest run was 15. He went under that. And Josh Jacobs, his over-under for rushing yards, 52.5, only for 47. That was it. Hey, Mr. Orr 24.
Yes, sir.
If I'd have told you that Najee Harris would have had 59 yards, Damian Harris 57 yards, Josh Jacobs 47 yards, and Clemson would hold Alabama to 148 yards, I'd have taken that all day, every day, 100 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys still scared me. Tua's accurate when he's sitting still. And those, Smith and Jeudy and Irv Smith and Waddle are great. And throwing the ball out of the backfield is great. I still get more scared of those running backs than anything else.
But the Tigers
held Alabama to exactly 4 yards per carry. Clemson in the game, Zach, averaged more yards per carry, 4.4 yards a carry, and actually only had 13 less rushing yards than did Alabama. And ETN outrushed Najee Harris, Damian Harrison, Josh Jacobs. When we come back, we'll take a phone call.
Do you mean the Heisman contending running back was the best running back in the game?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I think those guys might be better, though?
No.
Josh Jacobs is going to be a first-round pick this year. Harris is going to be a first- or second-round pick
this
year.
Josh Jacobs is not going to be a first-round pick this year.
I saw CBS Sports last night having him as a first-round pick. Uh-huh. Of course, CBS Sports has a mock draft every day.
Exactly.
Can't pay attention to that one. But Najee Harris is going to be a beast next year. I talked to Russell Patterson yesterday. Here's how this works. This is very, 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 very crucial, important about your taxes. You're not going to get, if you file your taxes today, the IRS, you're not going to get those back till right around Valentine's Day. But when you file today, file here early, you can get an advancement through the Patterson's Tax Service on that return. And it can be up to, get this, now last year it was like $2,500. They're going to let you get it up to $6,000 on your return, on your advance. Now, a lot of it depends on your situation, obviously. I want you to call 859-8289 to find out about that. But so many of you out there need the money now. If you do your taxes, if you get your return back, you can get an advance on what is owed to you by the IRS. They're not going to pay you till mid-February, but you can get that advance up front, get it in a day or two, and do that now. To find out more about how this advance works, let Donnie Patterson, Russell Patterson, the great folks, Joni and all those great folks over there help you out. Make your appointment. Walk-ins are welcome. And I asked Russell, are they coming to the parade and celebration, stadium celebration on Saturday? He goes, no, we're open. We're working. Because they know that Saturdays are really, really, really big for you. You're getting off work and, you don't have time to Monday through Friday. Go do your taxes this Saturday. Walk-ins are welcome. Patterson Tax Service, 859-8289, 859-8289. Boogie's back. Boogie, Zeke, you guys hang on. Coming to you, Paul Strelow, 805. More after this.
This Saturday, Brad Brownell and his Tigers hoops team come home to Little John as the season heats up as Tony Bennett brings his Virginia Cavaliers to Tigertown in another ACC matchup. Pre-game begins at 11:30 with a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletic, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
Be sure to join Walt Deptula this Friday, January 11th at the Greenville Convention Center from 3 to 7 p.m. for the South Carolina International Auto Show with more than 250 vehicles on display. Friday, January 11th at the Greenville Convention Center.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the eighth year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
Upgrading your bathroom? The Home Depot can help you upgrade that upgrade with great brands and great savings at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Right now, add the finishing touch with an exclusive Delta Zella faucet for just $59. It's a two-handled high-arc center set faucet to give you plenty of clearance. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with three convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. So for quick, reasonable service you can trust, call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming in early.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
Love to ride around in the breeze right now. Unfortunately, it's that Jersey weather I got on me. 31 degrees coming in. You probably rode around in the breeze this morning, didn't you, coming in? You probably had your window down.
Had the window, sunroof open.
My friends at Engineer Sleep, I'm going to treat them to lunch today. Actually, I want the station to treat them. Let Heath treat them. Come out of there. I spent a bunch of money here in the last few months. Nah, I'm just kidding about that. I can't wait to meet with Jay and Davis Orders and find out much more about how things are going at Engineered Sleep and EngineeredSleep.com. And one of the most important aspects of this, we've got a lot of great listeners out there. And a lot of you out there work for great companies. And on your way into work this morning or on the way home this morning, if you work at Michelin, ScanSource, Greenville Health Systems, or Bond Secure St. Francis, which we're going to be next month, hopefully, then I want you to call Engineered Sleep and find out about the discount you get through your employment with your brand new mattress. You are going to absolutely love your brand new mattress. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. I want to talk to you folks about ordering over the internet. You can make your order, describe what you want. They can walk you through the process, and they can ship this mattress to you. And you don't have to come in. Now, if you live in the Greenville area, you're crazy if not coming in testing those out. I love it. It's Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. Boogie and Zeke, I'm coming to you. I want to mention a couple things. On our health care text line, 986-1566. Texter makes a great point. Steven Iva says, Dabo was 49 when he won his second national championship. Saban was 58 when he won his second. Zach, let that sink in a little bit. Dabo was 49. Saban, 58.
When he won his second.
When he won his second.
My goodness.
Let that sink in just a little bit. And also, Tiger Nate says on Health Care Text Line, I'm a high school stats teacher, and I made a deal with my AP stats class. I was never in any kind of AP stats class. Said, whatever Clemson won by, I would add that number of points to their next test grade. If they lost, I would subtract. 2 years ago, it's fine. It's only 5 points. Love my Tigers, but it's killing me with a 28-point win. Yes, sir.
That's almost three-letter grades.
Great stuff, man. Fantastic stuff. All right, Zeke's been hanging on the longest. Good morning, Zeke. Thanks for your patience, man. How you doing?
Oh, Mickey, Vegas was good to meet Mickey. As a matter of fact, heck, I should just buy you a new set of PXG's custom made clubs, man.
I'll take those. One-degree flat and standard lofts.
Yeah. Nice. There was some easy bet on that game. I'm going to be honest, it really was. And I'll be honest, you know what the easiest bet was for me?
What's that?
Three straight scores.
Yeah.
Three straight scores.
Well, you did very well for yourself in that one because Clemson actually 30 points, 30 unanswered.
Well, you know, if you watch Alabama's defense, I saw what Georgia could do. And, again, I thought it would be a close game. Don't get me wrong. But I just thought, you know what? That offense can score three straight times against that defense, whether it's field goal, but they can. So, thank you. Hey, Mick, I got something for you real quick. I bet you as a ACC historian hadn't even thought about it. You ready for this?
All right.
Thank you. 1981, 82 football season. Who won the national championship?
Clemson won the football. North Carolina won the basketball?
Yes, sir. Mickey, 2016-17, who won the football?
Clemson.
Who won the basketball?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yes, sir.
Well,
hey, Mickey, every time you won the national
Roy Williams is a big Clemson football fan, it might sound like.
He is. You know what? Right now I'm going, you know what? We're 2-for-2. My God, if we go for 3-for-3, we're just going to cheer for you every year to win a freaking national championship.
Right. Clemson football fans up in Chapel Hill, Blue Heaven.
No, I did want to say this, man. Congratulations. This doesn't go to the homer. This doesn't go to the bandwagon fans that jumped on that bandwagon a year or two ago. This goes to people like you that have been there when it wasn't so good, who saw seasons where it wasn't so good, but always stuck with your team. I've said this before, Mickey, and I'll say it again. Enjoy it because you know as well as I do, there's some great programs. I mean, when UCLA was winning 10 national championships, Mickey, do you think they ever thought they would see years like they see now?
No, and I think the Bama Nation is in shock and in a little bit of denial and a little bit of, you know, you go through those post-traumatic stress syndrome in Tuscaloosa right now. I don't know. When Williams said what he said after the game, it was a great example of, I don't know if they know how to act. I don't know. Paul, I was just defending him a little bit yesterday, and he made the point. He goes, look, they don't know how to respond to a loss, but what they're saying makes no sense. Quentin Williams stood up. He never penetrated the backfield. He didn't make many plays.
No.
He didn't look good.
No, I mean, here's another thing I'm commenting is, you know, a bully. Yeah, I don't know if you watch a lot about UFC fighting, but I remember when Ronda Rousey got beat for the first time. After she got beat by the first time, she got pummeled again.
Yeah.
And now she no longer fights. And so I say that to go this. It's different from losing in a one-possession score late in the game to Sean Watson throwing a touchdown with 3 seconds left. When you have to just get beat up in a fight, I mean just beat up, it makes other people realize they can beat you up. So I'm wondering how that program is going to respond to, I mean, let's be honest. They were just, this Alabama didn't play good. I disagree with that. I really do disagree with that. Yeah, they had a couple of picks, but they moved the ball real early. They drove the ball. They did things they wanted to do. They completed a couple long passes. They just got beat by a better football team. I mean, really, and sometimes as a fan, you just have to say they were better. I don't think Alabama players, I'm sure fans can say that, but I'll say this. I'm going to need to see how that program responds. But, you know, to the Crimson fans, I know this, Mickey. Man, enjoy those good years because they don't last forever. They may last 8 years. They may be a 10-year run. But you don't get to live at that mountaintop. Alabama will tell you forever. And sometimes Alabama fans, to me, have got the point, Mickey, where they expect it. And when you get to that point as a fan where you just expect it, you no longer enjoy the ride. You no longer enjoy the winning. And so when you go 14-1, it's a bad year. And that's just not the case. They still had a good season. They just got beat by, in my opinion, a much better football team. So congratulations. I know you guys got a big celebration, but Mickey also got a big basketball game on Saturday. And the fans don't need to forget that because, you know, Duke and Carolina are cheering for you on Saturday because somebody has got to beat that monster called Virginia in basketball. You know, you guys are 0-2. It's really a huge game for the program and for this season. So with the fans in town, it'd be nice if that place packed and somehow get a victory over, in my opinion, maybe the best team in college basketball. Thanks, and have a good day, Mickey.
Thank you, Zeke. Appreciate the phone call. Big mountain for the basketball team coming home, at least coming home from after two straight road games. Clemson, Zeke may have said the best team won. Clemson staff felt like going in that they're the better team. That was been relayed to me before the game that they thought they were the better team. Now, knowing that, I tell you a factor though, Mr. Orr 24, everywhere I go now, people don't call you Zach, they go, hey, how's Mr. Orr 24? Depth was a factor. They don't play guys. Did you watch Ruggs on the one run, the long run by ETN in the fourth quarter?
Mm-hmm.
Bugs, I don't know, the huge defense, number 99 or yeah, whatever, the big guy, he just like gave up and Herbstreit got on him. He was just gassed and had nothing. Clemson ran 63 plays in the game. Quinnen Williams, I'm sure, played 50-some odd, and he had four tackles.
One for loss, right?
One and a half for loss. No sacks, no quarterback pressures. His total yards loss that he accounted for in the game was minus 3 yards on 63 plays. 59 plays Clemson ran, though he didn't make a tackle. But not just that. He was just standing up. Raekwon Davis made two tackles the entire game. Isaiah Bugs did make six. But they don't play a lot of players. On defense, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 15 guys made tackles for Alabama. Clemson, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 for Clemson. They just don't play a lot of players. And you think with all the great depth they have, that might be Nick Saban's next deal, is to go that route. Boogie's back with us. Good morning, Boogie. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know what happened earlier.
That's right. I'm glad to have you back.
Man, I was going to say maybe the Gamecocks up here intercepted my signal, but that's been crazy because they didn't intercept anything all year. So I can't put that off on them. But listen, Mickey, I'll tell you, I'll take the over 4.5 on Dabo, especially with Trevor being a freshman. And if we get DJ on board, I think that's almost a sure bet. I would take that 4.5, especially with that age difference stat that you just gave. That kind of blew me away. Just shows how knowledgeable you are at what you do. That makes you the best, Mickey.
Well, that was a texture that gave us that one. And no, that's too kind of you. But we've got the best listeners. I know that.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, I heard Keith earlier from Greenwood, and I have to agree with him, too. I think this victory was probably the best. I'll take 16 as number two because, like I've stated before, anytime we beat Alabama, we beat the Gamecocks twice in the same year.
Yeah.
So I'll take those two victories. But I know Strelo's coming on today. But I just wanted to ask you, maybe you can answer it, or maybe it's a question you can pose to him. I kind of figured they anticipated these guys announcing early.
Yes.
But with them announcing early now, signing day approaching next month, we got a few spaces left. Do you see, or anybody that may jump on board now that we haven't been talking about, to fill one of those slots. Just see what you think or what Strelo thinks. If we can look for maybe a new name to hit our board.
I will ask him that at 8:05. Well, probably about 8:11 this morning. We'll get to those juniors and see how that will affect and what names specifically, what names that might mean to the board. I do know this, but they've got a little extra time. They get back on the road on Friday, or you can actually go back on Friday. Recruiting starts back over for college football. But because of the signing days on February the 6th, I think this year, it's always the first Wednesday in February, you got an extra week in there to get out there. So maybe now you got sneak in a guy coming in late maybe and see what that board, how much that board expands now.
Hey, it worked out for Travis, so maybe we get something like that, maybe on the defensive line or you know, just a position we wasn't expecting.
Right.
So, hey, guys, keep up the good work, man. And I just want to say this, too. I don't think we say it enough, but not only are you the best host, you got the best co-host with you in radio. So I want to give that shout out to Mr. Orr 24. He does a great job.
No doubt about that. We are part of the reason I say I'm blessed every day is to look over there and see that big handsome teddy bear over there every day.
Well, I'm telling you, just like winning the lottery all over again.
I'm with you, brother. I am with you, man. No doubt.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Boogie. We win the producer lottery here on this show every single day. You like all that, don't you? More people. More people, man. Where's Mr. Orr 24? Is he coming out today? Is he coming in? Is he here right now? Texture said, give me a guess at starters next year quickly. Trevor Lawrence at quarterback, Etienne at running back, wide receivers, Higgins, Ross, and Rodgers. With Kendrick pushing a little bit. Tight ends right now, we think Garrett Williams, but if not, if Galloway can get his appeal done, if not J.C. Chalker or the freshman Laier Allen. Offensive line, I would go with Carmen at left tackle, Ankerman at right tackle, Simpson at left guard, Pollard at either guard or center, and Savinka either guard or center. Defensive line, I would say Thomas and Foster with K.J. Henry and Rudolph pushing, but K.J. Henry pushing more there. Defensive tackle, Niles Pinckney and Jordan Williams. If Isaiah Simmons comes back at the Sam, I would say Skalski at one of the middle linebacker positions. He played a lot on Monday night. Mm-hmm. And I would say Chad Smith right now with a going his senior year.
No Shaq Smith?
Shaq Smith will be up there in the running for sure. At corner, I would say A.J. Terrell. At the other corner, either McMichael or Goodrich right now with Booth pushing a little there. And at safety at this point in time, if they come back, Wallace and Muse. But some other guys still pushing. I tell you, Nolan Turner played great in the playoffs. An interception against Notre Dame and laying the wood, man. Laying the wood. Good stuff for B.T. Potter at kicker and either Spires or Swanson coming in already here. Oh, by the way, after a break, not only will we tell you about the early enrollees that are already in school at Clemson, but William from Georgia? I've been asked about William. Like, is William okay? Where is he? William's calling in. We'll hear from him. Hey, my friends at Kiwi Financial Group, it is a great time to call them, to plan with them, to let them take care of you. I want to talk to you now about your Social Security. It is the foundation for all retirement income planning, that foundation. And as I did not know until I talked to Greg Wills, there are 97 different ways an individual can begin their benefit. If you're married, there are 385 different ways. If you're divorced or widowed or have minor children, there might be additional things for you as well. You lived the good life. You've saved all these years. You've saved your pennies, and it's time to retire. So don't make the mistake now. If you're reaching that finish line, don't screw it up. Call the professionals. Let Kiwi Financial Group maximize that for you. Get the comprehensive evaluation of every option you have. Their mission is to have a positive influence on their clients' lives, and they can do that when you go by and see them at 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In, or 654-5043. Are very easy to remember this. Kiwi FG is Kiwi Financial Group, KiwiFG.com. After a short break, phone calls in the next segment. Paul Strelo at 8:05. More after this.
105.5 The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson football, will replay the National College Football Championship game this Saturday, January 12th.
He's at the 10, at the 5, stays on his feet, hit it for the end zone and in.
Two broadcast times, 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Lawrence going to do a little shuttle pass inside the ETN, and he's in, touchdown.
You can listen on your way to the parade and after the basketball game. This is the radio broadcast that most of us didn't hear on Monday night with Don Munson and Rodney Williams.
Again, Tagovailoa going to throw, throws, and it's picked! Picked at the 45-yard line, it's going to be returned for six!
The National College Football Championship game with your Clemson Tigers.
Looks across the middle, throws it back in the end zone, caught, Higgins, touchdown!
This Saturday, 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., brought to you by Sandvik Coromant, Tiger Moving Company, Clemson's best gourmet ice cream, from 105.5 The Roar.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code, so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Running a business takes a lot of work. Sometimes you need help to get to the next level. When you partner with Northland Business, you'll get our local team committed to providing the customer service solutions you need to get there. With fast, affordable internet, scalable fiber optic solutions, and around-the-clock network monitoring, you can trust Northland Business to help your business grow. Just visit northlandbusiness.com to learn more today. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See northlandbusiness.com/offers for full details.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Get ready. It's time. Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show. January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's right, sports fans.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do?
For the past few weeks, I've been talking about look good, feel good, life's good, back to 30 rejuvenation centers. I've been telling you about my process I'm going through of getting these sunspots removed from my face, and I've got about three or four of those, and I'm telling you about men's products and men's services and how men, we don't know this. Ladies, you might know about these the procedures, but what you might not know is the convenience of it and the difference in them. These men and women, they differentiate themselves by training again, and by their products. You know, they're one of the top 1% when it comes to the company that deals with Botox and the Botox cosmetics. Allergen, who makes that for them. All the different kinds of therapies that they have, all the different types of skin products and procedures that they have, the body contouring, skin rejuvenation treatments. Ladies, if you already know about this, if you don't know, consult with them. If you don't know, or if you do know about it, but you're going somewhere else, whatever, give these folks a call and see how they compare. And I got to tell you, when you go over there, boy, you see every single best in upstate award that you can imagine. Let them take care of you. Give them a shot at it. Guys, as well, if you don't know anything, get in touch. Let's a consultation. We'll get you with them. Back to 30, see how they can help you. I didn't know what I needed, Zach, but now I know, and now I'm getting it. Now I look great. You would agree. I look great this morning. Back to 30. Back to 30.com. Four great locations in the upstate. I've got another appointment later this month. Looking forward to it. I noticed when I say I look great that you nodded and you gave a thumbs up, but you didn't give a verbal.
Yeah, you look unbelievable, bud.
Thanks.
Just great over there.
Thanks. He has been away and we have been worried, but I am now relieved to hear from William from Georgia. Good morning, William, man. I miss you. Hope you're doing well, buddy. How you been?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Man, we're blessed. I had several people just checking on you, make sure you're okay, and I'm glad to hear.
You guys ought to be on cloud nine up there.
We're floating. I keep telling people, man, it's 80 degrees in Clemson, and everything tastes like filet mignon and lobster tails today.
Well, you know how fond I am of Clemson, but I will give you this. Y'all left no doubt this year.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And my team is coming apart at the seams, so I don't know what's going to happen there.
I was going to ask.
Down about that, too.
I was going to ask.
I don't know what's going on, dude.
Who's gonna go, going to go offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator? What's going to happen next?
Players galore, and they didn't offer that one guy enough money or something. That one cat that was, the other one that was going to be the DC they were bringing in. I forget his name, but they didn't offer him enough money, I guess. But I don't know why in the world Chaney went to Tennessee, but it makes you want to think there's some a disturbance in the ranks, you know what I'm saying?
It doesn't look good. I'm not on the inside, so I don't know, but on the outside it does, no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know all this hard work that Kirby's done building this team, and then all of a sudden it falls apart on him. I don't know what he done. I don't know what's going on.
I don't think falls apart because, look, while there hadn't been good news here in recent weeks, the bottom line is you still have an extremely talented team. You'll be in preseason top five next year. It's not falling apart, but Kirby does have some adversity in his program, and we'll see how they react to that adversity.
Well, I mean, I wish Tampa Bay would just quit stalking him. I mean, evidently they're throwing hookers through his window. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm hearing. Yeah. But you guys have a good one, man. The reason I ain't called is I've had some illness in my family and all.
I hope
dealing
with
that.
Okay.
But it's working. All right. Okay. Y'all have a good day, and I appreciate you getting me in.
Keep us up to date, buddy, and we'll be praying for you. Hope everything's okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye.
Now, if they want to throw hookers in the window, then Hugh Freeze will be their guy. Right?
Yikes.
A lot of us could turn it down.
Yikes.
So maybe Hugh Freeze would be your guy.
They didn't pay enough money to a coordinator or a player. What was he talking about?
Ouch. Ouch.
Just curious.
Dum da dum dum dum. Tennessee Duke is up next. Good morning, Tennessee Duke. How you doing?
Hey, morning guys. How are you?
Man, we're blessed. Everything's great.
Yeah, tell me about it. Congratulations on the title, I'm not really a fan of either team, but anytime Bama gets the crap beat out of them, I'm a happy camper. So
yeah.
The I wanted to ask you a couple of questions, Mick, but real quick, a couple of comments on the game on what I saw. I, you know, what you mentioned a moment ago was one for sure with the depth, especially on defense. That was just kind of odd that they weren't playing a lot of guys, in my opinion. I thought that was strange. You know, Bama kind of hangs their hat on all these five stars, you know, that they have. They're supposedly stockpiling them, but why aren't they playing them? That was kind of weird to me. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, we have seen that this is a philosophy is what it is. And I think that maybe this is one of the things that might hurt Nick Saban. Nick Saban is a perfectionist, right? And everything is about the process. Yeah. Everything's about it has to be done the exact way. And maybe sometimes you aren't willing to live with a mistake. And then maybe you get tied up in that. I will tell you this, that one of the biggest differences in Brent Venables came here is that Dabo Swinney told him, we're going to play younger players. We're going to play more players. Now, Brent said that he didn't like it at first and didn't understand it, but like Clemson's going to lose 6, 7, 8, 9 starters on defense this year. But
right, but Xavier, you got a lot of guys that you play.
Right. And that's why you can win 10 games 8 straight years in a row, and that's why there's very little drop-off. And so those guys, Pinkney's yeah. played a bunch. You know, those guys have played a bunch of snaps.
Well, I think another key part that I haven't really heard anybody mention, you know, they've mentioned it kind of in a roundabout way, but, you know, Tennessee's kind of played a little bit of part in your title, and we took their defensive coordinator away from them. I don't think their defense was near as good this year, and you can see a definite drop-off with Jeremy Pruitt being gone from there. And to Georgia, the guy that was just on the phone, Jim Chaney never wanted to leave Tennessee to begin with. Butch Jones didn't want him there. That was the problem. Mm-hmm. He was a great offensive coordinator. In fact, he's the second best one, in my opinion, Tennessee's had behind David Cutcliffe. So just a comment, you know, on the longevity of Dabo. You know, I think, in my opinion, I see a lot of correlation between Dabo's career and Philip Fulmer's. You know, Fulmer had great coordinators around him all the years he was great. The years he was not great was the years his coordinators were moving in and out on him. And at some point, that's going to probably happen to Clemson. And that will be the telltale sign of how well, you know, Clemson's program sustains the longevity, in my opinion. When Cutcliffe went to Mississippi, Tennessee fell off. When Chavis left they fell off. That was the problem. Your head coach is really only as good as his coordinators. And, you know, they struggle without that continuity. And Clemson has had that continuity. And I think we're seeing now with Saban, without that continuity, it's starting to catch up with them. But anyway, great show, guys, and congratulations again. And hopefully we'll get back there one of these days. But I think we're now back on track again. So have a good one. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tennessee Duke. I appreciate the phone call. One of the advantages that Dabo Swinney has right now is that he creates an environment that if a guy leaves, then guys want to coach in that. Protection made a great point. Chad Morris left. Whenever somebody leaves, they replace by better here. And one of the things that Dabo Swinney's done is they don't work on Saturday. They don't have official visits on Saturdays in spring. So you're home with your families a lot if you work for Dabo Swinney. And so he understands that your family is a big part of what they do. So that I love that idea. I think that's great. And that's the reason why that people, the next guy that comes in, he'll have a big, big, big pool to choose from. Let me do this now, Zach, if I can. This is one of my favorite things to do every single day is tell you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes. I got a wonderful email. I'm on their email list for golf. Right now, receive up to 40% off resort golf rates between now and the end of January. Book that online by going to Super 19 at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. For Super Bowl Saturday, Super Bowl Sunday, they have a Super Bowl golf tournament coming up at Robert Trent Jones Course on Sunday, February the 3rd. They have all kinds of events there. To find out more about their packages, their stay-and-play packages, more about some of these great golf rates, I mean, the fee for this tournament is only $65 to play in the Super Bowl tournament. So spend Super Bowl weekend at Palmetto Dunes. But between now and the end of the month, 40% off The resort golf rates, when you use the promo code SUPER19 at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. What an award-winning resort. What a great deal that is for the end of this month. There's some still good weather there. I wanted to mention that we have a couple big events coming up in South Carolina this year. The amateur, the South Carolina amateur, the 88th amateur in August is going to be at Thornblade. The Trescott's going to be at Holly Tree. We've got a bunch of the four-ball championships at Musgrove Mill. For the SCGA schedule, they're coming to the upstate with some great ones. And I know you're looking forward to 2019. Hey, go by and see them. Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Dunes.